Good morning and welcome to WSAU Feedback. I'm Meg Ellefson. Thank you for joining me this morning. My second half of the program, I have two very special guests on with me on the line. Badger Institute president and author Mike Nichols, and one of the subjects of a book that he wrote shortly after September 11th, well, actually published in 2011, was a book called Just a Few Sleeps Away, and it chronicles the story of a family's loss. And it's a, you know, if you think about September 11th, and we all have our individual memories and stories about where we were on that day, and you know, the myriad of emotions that we felt on that day, even if it was about someone that we didn't know, it was because it was a uniquely American way for us all to come together on that horrific day. And you know, I really wish that our country could unite around this 20th anniversary of September 11th. And without further ado, I'm going to bring my guests on with me this morning, and they can share some stories about Mike Nichols, obviously from the Badger Institute and an author, and Gordy Haberman, who is the father of Andrea Haberman, who her story is very tragic. She passed away on September 11th, and I'm going to let both Mike and Gordy tell her story. Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for joining me on the program.
Good morning.
So let's start, Mike, with you, and how it is that you got connected with Gordy and became inspired to write this book called Just a Few Sleeps Away.
Well, in kind of a different life, 20 years ago, I wrote a column for the Journal Sentinel, and originally met Gordy as a journalist, and wrote a couple of columns over time about 9/11. You know, I have to say that as I look back now, it's just such a personal story for me now, because Gordy and I, and you know, and Kathy, Gordy's wife, and Julie, Andrea's sister, are, you know, we're friends. Like we became good friends over the years, and I'm actually more emotional about it now than I was back writing the book. I would, to answer your question, I think back then, you know, the thing that I wanted to capture is reflected, I think, in a couple of different quotes. I was rereading a portion of the book last night, and as Gordy once said, the immensity of this atrocity was reduced in our minds to fear and anguish for Andrea. So, you know, Andrea was such a special person, that this is a way of telling the story. But as Gordy always says, you know, so many lives, you know, 2,700, almost 2,800, I guess, people lost just in New York, almost 3,000 lost that day, every one a story. And Andrea was a very, very special person. There are so many others who were lost as well. And Gordy always, emphasizes that, you know, as Gordy's sister Shelley once said, you know, the quietest girl in the world ends up being in the middle of the biggest event of our generation.
So Gordy Haberman, could you talk a little bit about the circumstances surrounding Andrea's trip to New York, and then subsequently, you know, the loss that your family is mourning to this day?
Certainly. Andrea worked for a brokerage firm in Chicago, Illinois, and she was on the first business trip of her career to the New York offices of her company, Car Futures. She was the administrative assistant to the president of Car Futures, which had a global presence on all the markets. And she was to be there for 3 days. And arrived in New York City at about midnight on Monday the 10th. And showed up for work a bit early. We believe she entered the tower at about 8 a.m. windows were on the 92nd floor of the North Tower. And what was it, 836 American Airlines 11 hit that tower in the two floors above her, 93rd and 94th. But all were trapped on the 92nd floor. And desperately trying to get out. All the stairways were filled with rubble, all three of them. And, but they were all alive. And desperately trying to get out of there. And no one from the 92nd floor on up made it out of the North Tower. People were on the 91st and below. And you could have made it out. And they did make it out. So, yeah.
So how...
she was in New York for about 8.5 hours before the atrocity happened.
And you know, what I neglected to mention is that your family, you're Wisconsinites, and she grew up in Keewaskum. And,
correct.
And so, Gordy, at the time, so was this her first position out of college that she or out of school? So I presume,
yes, she was graduate of St. Norbert's in Pierre, and fell in love with a Illinois resident, Al Kalodzic, and they were to be married in 2022. They had just purchased their first home in July of 2001, and we're looking forward to a life together. They had talked that morning, and Andrea was on the phone with a co-worker in Chicago describing a view of the Statue of Liberty from their offices up there when the phone lines went dead. She had no communication with her after the airplane hit. And we actually, at the time, did not know where she was in the tower.
So and, you held out hope, I suppose, as any parent would, right?
We held out hope as we traveled to New York. We waited a day until we were assured that someone was looking for Andrea. No one knew her there. She knew no one there. We were frantic, and when I contacted, I remember this distinctly, when I contacted the FBI out there, one of the agents just said, "Mr. Haberman, there might be 20,000 people missing or killed here." This was on the evening of the 11th, or about midnight, going into the 12th. And he said, it's chaos. And to look for one person at this point, almost impossible. So we ended up loading up and driving out there, and we purposely didn't listen to the media going out there. We were going out there to find Andrea. And once we hit New York, we spent days actually going to 32 different medical centers to see if perhaps she had, who knows, you know, she was injured, couldn't speak, couldn't identify herself. Of course, course, that was all for naught. And once you saw the carnage down there, my first reaction was images of Hiroshima, actually. Mm-hmm. And started us down another journey in our life, another path in our life.
You know,
and we were bombarded with media back here, and to protect my family and ourselves from that, just Mike Nichols was the only print journalist I would talk to, and we developed a relationship, and that relationship developed into stories over the years. And I think, Mike, the idea of a book actually came up numerous times, 2007, 2008. And as our journey progressed, differing events and so on, Mike would write columns, and we became friends, like he said. And the book really chronicles the first 10 years of our journey after 9/11. And the last 10 years have been spent on the Wisconsin 9/11 Memorial in Kewaskum. And we're going to head back out to New York this week. And we have such good friends out there, and they've both the Memorial Plaza and the museum in New York on 9/11 to family members. And it's a somber day.
So Gordy Haberman, who's the father of Andrea, who perished on September 11th in 2001, when you say you have good friends in New York, are these friends that you made as a result of having made the trip there initially and you know, I guess, uniting with other families that had lost loved ones?
No, I'll tell you, you touched on it. What I try and keep in mind is not so much the horrific events of 9/11 anymore. Passion that was given to our family starting at 9/12. That started, of course, with our family, but extended into the community of Andrew's teachers, fellow students in the Kewaskum area, started at 9/12. And that compassion and care greatly assisted us, but it soon extended to the same thing in New York City. We had never been to the city before. We connected with other family members out there. Carr had set up a car family room in New York, where we'd all gather in the morning, exchange notes, wondering if anyone had heard from anybody on that floor that morning. And we were adopted into what has now become a family of I call it our New York family, and it's made up of cops, construction workers, first responders, firemen, people who worked on the site and are now suffering from horrific illnesses. Now, when you look at 9/11, U.S., Andrea was killed, but the effects of the ripple effects of 9/11 are just astounding. Mm-hmm. Almost 3,000 families lost loved ones. They were innocent civilians who just went to work that morning. And that's what Americans do. But since then, 7,074 servicemen and women have been killed, 54,000 injured, wounded in action. I think almost 4,500 first responders have died from illnesses and exposures to toxins. When you add in the civilian death toll in Iraq and Afghanistan, it's uncalculated, but they estimate it's over $250,000. Billions in property damage, trillions in war costs, and now Afghanistan again. Mm-hmm. And so 9/11 was truly a global significance. The ripple effects of it are still being felt today. But for this anniversary, it's about remembering our daughter. Most of Andrea is still out in New York. And so we go there to reflect and remember and reconnect.
Gordy Haberman, thank you so much for sharing your story. I don't have much to add to it other than I feel it's a privilege to have an opportunity to talk with someone who lost someone that was beloved to them, and do know that, like myself, there were hundreds and thousands of Americans and probably people all over the world praying for those Americans that lost their lives that day, never knowing, obviously knowing them personally. But I know my husband and I, were very young parents at the time, and my memory of it is we were glued to the television set, waiting to hear updates about the recovery of any survivors. And, my prayers were with your family during that time, and just as hundreds and thousands of others in America were as well. I'm hopeful. I think about, where our country is today, and I wish that people could pause for a moment, particularly on this coming Saturday, and think about the loss that our country experienced. And I'm so grateful for your time, and I wish you a safe trip to New York, you and your wife, and perhaps your daughter. And I hope that we can chat again. I'm up against a hard break, so I have to take this break now, I'll wish you well and keep you in my prayers to continue.
I'd like to tell your listeners, please come and visit the State Wisconsin 9/11 Memorial in Kewaskum. It's absolutely beautiful, and it'll serve generations to come to learn factually about the events of 9/11, but also to honor servicemen, those killed on that day. And it's a beautiful reflective site, and our website is Wisconsin911memorial.com. Please visit, and we look forward to your coming down to see it.
Well, thanks again, both of you gentlemen. I appreciate your time so much, and Godspeed to you, and I hope that you're able to have a sense of peace and comfort on this 20th anniversary of September 11th, and again, safe travels to and from New York on your trip.
Thank you, Mac.
Thank you.
Appreciate Thanks, Mac.
Yep, God bless. I'm going to take a break on WSAU Feedback, and I'll be back with final thoughts. Thank you for joining me on WSAU Feedback this morning. I hope that you were able to tune in and hear both of the guests on the first and second halves of WSAU Feedback. If not, you can go to the podcast, which will be shortly after the program ends on WSAU.com. Go out and enjoy this day. God bless. And we'll be talking more about September 11th and the 20th anniversary. Talk with you again tomorrow.